He was right. I was sounding just as ridiculous as I sounded when I asked friends of Michael Ekanis if they knew whether Michael had ever been involved in influencing livestock from afar. But those were the cards this story had dealt me. Remember that the crazy people are not always to be found on the outside. Sometimes the crazy people are deeply embedded on the inside. Not even the most imaginative conspiracy theorist has ever thought to invent a scenario in which a crack team of Special Forces soldiers and major generals secretly try to walk through their walls and stare goats to death. "Listen," said Colonel Alexander crossly. "Nobody who lived through the trauma of MKUltra," he was talking about the trauma on the intelligence side, the trauma of being found out, not the trauma on the Olsen side, "would ever involve themselves in something like that again. Nobody who lived through all those congressional hearings, that media reaction." He paused. Then he said, "Sure, you've got kids in intelligence who've read all about MKUltra and think, 'Gee, that sounds cool. Why don't we try that out?' But you'd never get a reactivation at command level. Of course, a bunch of young enthusiasts in military intelligence thinking that sounds cool is exactly how these things can spring to life and have done before. The other reason why I think the secret rings true revolves around the mystery of why Major Ed Dames decided one day to reveal on the Art Bell show the existence of the psychic spying unit. When I asked Major Dames in Maui what his motive for this was, he shrugged and a faraway look crossed his face, and he said, 'I didn't have any motive. I didn't have any motive at all.' But he said it in such a way as to lead me to think that he actually had a very shrewd, secret motive. At the time, I put Ed's pointedly enigmatic half-smile down to his well-deserved reputation as a somewhat self-aggrandizing mystery monger. Many people blamed Ed for the closure of the unit, and some smelt a conspiracy. Ed's former psychic colleague, Lynn Buchanan, once told me he'd come to believe there was another psychic unit, even more deeply hidden, and presumably with more glamorous offices than theirs, and that the reason why their unit was revealed to the world was to divert attention from this mysterious other psychic team. Lynn's implication was that Ed was instructed to reveal the secrets by some high-up cabal. At the time, I didn't give this theory much credence. I have often found that people at the heart of perceived conspiracies are often conspiracy theorists themselves. I remember once speaking with a high-ranking Freemason from their Washington, D.C. headquarters. He said to me, "Of course, it is simply absurd to think that the Freemasons secretly rule the world, but I'll tell you who does secretly rule the world. The Trilateral Commission." I put Lynn's assertion down to that peculiar facet of the conspiracy world. But now I'm not so sure.